This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Few in Gaza can find solace, let alone celebrate, as the devastating conflict casts a pall over the start of the Eid holiday on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
As millions of Muslims observe Eid al-Fitr around the world, Palestinians visit the graves of loved ones killed in the last 6 months of war. Their focus is on surviving Israeli airstrikes, shelling, a ground offensive, and a humanitarian crisis, and remembering happier times with loved ones. Israel's assault has killed more than 33,000 Palestinians and wounded more than 75,000. Hospitals have been destroyed, medicine is in short supply, and many Gazans are at risk of famine.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. An Israeli missile strike in Gaza has killed three sons of Hamas's political leader. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh said Wednesday that an Israeli airstrike killed three of his sons and at least two of his grandchildren. The Israeli army confirmed that it was responsible for the attack, saying all three were active in Hamas. The army did not say where the strike took place, but Haniyeh said it was in the Shati refugee camp where they lived. In an audio interview with the Al Jazeera news channel, Haniyeh, who is based in Qatar, said the killing of his sons would not affect Hamas's positions on a deal for a ceasefire in exchange for hostages. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, said Wednesday it is planning to flood starving Gaza with aid through a new crossing and a port just north of the besieged territory. With Israel under severe international pressure to allow more food in, Gallant said it planned to ramp up aid deliveries to 500 trucks a day. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday he was considering a request by Australia to drop the prosecution of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on espionage charges. Australia's parliament passed a motion in February with the prime minister's support, calling for an end to the legal saga surrounding Assange, who has been held in Britain since 2019 while fighting extradition to the United States. 52-year-old Australian citizen Assange has been indicted by the U.S. government over his role in the 2010 leaking of a huge trove of classified documents related to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Conservationists are worried about an emerging threat to the elephants that are crucial to Kenya's tourism business. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Licensed hunters across the border in Tanzania are an emerging threat for elephants in Kenya's Amboseli Wildlife Park. The two East African neighbors manage the herds differently. Tanzania issues some trophy hunting license to wealthy sport hunters every year, while Kenya gets all its revenue from wildlife safaris. Kenya has zero tolerance for wildlife hunting or the sale of ivory.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Donald Trump's former employee, Trump Organization former executive Alan Weisselberg, was sentenced to 5 months in jail for lying in a civil fraud case, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
During his testimony in the civil fraud lawsuit brought against the former president by the New York Attorney General, Weisselberg, who's 76, pleaded guilty last month to perjury in connection with the suit. Asked if he wanted to address the court, he said, "No, Your Honor," and was escorted out in handcuffs. This is Weisselberg's second time behind bars. He served 100 days last year for dodging taxes. Weisselberg is likely to factor into Trump's upcoming hush money trial. Michael Cohen has said Weisselberg had a role in orchestrating the payments, but he has not been charged in that case. Julie Walker, New York.
Near total vote results showed South Korea's opposition was sent to strengthen its parliamentary majority. News agency Yonhap reported Thursday in a major blow to President Yoon Suk-yeol. With nearly all of Wednesday's votes tallied, the opposition Democratic Party and its satellite party were on course to win 176 of the country's 300 National Assembly seats. The outcome, if confirmed, will leave Yoon as a lame duck for the three remaining years of his term in office. Yoon's People Party, however, looked to set on to hang enough seats to prevent an opposition-led supermajority. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.